you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And that's Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14 from the New International Version.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. January 17th, where's the time gone? We're already a few weeks into this new year, but I hope and pray that God is working in and through your life daily and you're seizing the opportunity to witness to him, whether it's at work or in your home or in the neighborhood, whether it's on the job or during your hobby time. Allow the Lord Jesus to allow you to be that light to those around you, representing the Lord Jesus Christ, being God's ambassador. Well, yesterday, if you were tuned in for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, you heard from my good friend, my growing friend, Rick Mulkins. He's beginning to have a unique role with this radio ministry. And what did you think about that marriage moment that I played? I used my cell phone because I wanted everyone to hear it, and we're still kind of working on how that all come together as he and Cindy share their gift of loving on families and loving on people. And so that was kind of fun to have Rick in the studio to talk with him. But I've been talking with him behind the scenes. Rick, we want to have you more involved with the radio ministry, you and your family. And so he's back today to co-host the first time with me a program. I said, come back for Testimony Tuesday. And so, Rick, I'm glad you're in the studio here. And it's kind of a divine appointment. We'll talk about how you've been wanting to meet up with David and how God worked that all out. But thanks for being back. Oh. And in a moment here, I'm going to have you introduce our special guest for Testimony Tuesday, David Swihart. But as a little teaser, what I'm hoping we're going to talk a little bit today is about how you can bring faith fully into your business, but not just your business, because I know there's a number of people that work and have a business or a career. So you certainly want to bring Jesus into your workplace. But for some of you, this is applicable to bringing him into your conversations, maybe when you're at the grocery store or doing a hobby or meeting with other people, other professionals. You can integrate conversations about Jesus and principles, biblical principles, into wherever you're at. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and then how your business can be a ministry. And I knew, Rick, you would love this because that's what you do.
Absolutely.
With Sin, Rick.
That's right.
Part of your passion is allowing your business to be a ministry. And so we have an expert to talk about that. And then also, what is the best way to increase faith in business for a Christian today? So those are some of the things we're going to cover besides a little bit of David's faith journey, maybe a little of his love story. He's been married to Liz for 20 years. He'll maybe share a little about that. And then just how God has called him to this unique role and being a consultant that he is. So Rick, I'm going to have you do a little of an introduction to David, and then we're going to hear from David. You heard him share one of his favorite verses, but a little bit more about what his passion is with helping people see Christ in their business workings.
Awesome. Well, First of all, I'm just so excited about this conversation because when I saw that David was going to be the special guest coming in today, I've been meeting to connect with David. Here a few weeks back, we met at Business Men at Christ at a breakfast meeting, and we got together and we chatted for a little bit, and we were supposed to get together for lunch. And so time has went by and haven't been able to have that chance. And how ironically is it that God divines our steps and orchestrates, you know, and guides us, right? And so when Mark, you mentioned that David was going to be in the studio, I thought, oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Yep.
And so super excited about that. David Swihart is our guest today, and what a powerful man of God. Christ is using him magnificently. He's passionate about helping people grow their knowledge and experience in God and how they can apply that to their everyday life. David owns Next Steps Coaching. And he's just an extraordinary person who's an ordained pastor, worked with adults with mental disabilities, And he was a youth pastor for 7 years, served at four different churches as a preacher, most recently the First Church of God in Tuscola, Illinois. He was also the executive director at the Washington Street Mission from 2018 and 2021. So the very things that why I'm so excited about it, not just I wanted to get with him and connect, but the very topics that he's going to talk about are near and dear to my heart. So I'm so glad that you're here today, David, and looking forward to all the information that you have and are going to be sharing with us.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you the opportunity to be here.
So before we answer some of those questions about bringing faith into their businesses or how they can see their business as a ministry, take us through a little of your faith journey.
Sure. No, I love to talk about my faith. I mean, I was raised in a Christian home, and I mean, that's always a blessing. And so a lot of times, you know, people who are raised in a Christian home feel like they don't have a lot of a testimony because it's just something you've always known. Mm-hmm. And so I like to tell people, you know, for me, salvation was easy. I knew I wanted salvation. But for me, the process of becoming holy, being sanctified, and becoming a follower of Jesus, where he was leading me every step of the way, is really my faith testimony. And, you know, going through Bible college, you think you get a lot of that there, but I still had so many broken pieces that I didn't know how to deal with, that it wasn't until probably 5 or 6 years after I graduated, even 2 or 3 years after my first ministry, that I really got a wake-up call to build into myself an awareness that I need Jesus to deal with all of these parts of my life. It's not just this faith category. And so my goal has always been to integrate my faith fully into my life. And so that really started with a job review. If you can believe that, it was my first secular job review. I was 27 years old at the time. And my boss gave me an 80% on my job review. And I went, what is wrong with me? I mean, why wouldn't I get closer to 100? I mean, this is a C on my job. And I started asking my fellow coworkers. They all got 97s and 98s. And I'm like, this is the first time I've not done well at something. But it made me go inside and say, what are other people seeing about me that I'm not seeing? Mm-hmm. And it started my journey of self-discovery. And I realized I wasn't showing up in my job. I wasn't showing up in my marriage. I wasn't showing up in my family the way I wanted to. I had this preconceived notion of who I was, and it wasn't accurate. Mm. And that's where God really got a hold of me and started to help me understand. I needed to understand everything God's given me. I need to understand my emotions. I need to understand my intelligence. I need to understand my relationships. And how does he come into every arena of that? And so for the last 15, 20 years, I've been on this journey of just trying to understand those things and apply those to my life. And God's been so faithful in bringing the right mentors, the right coaches, the right opportunities and people into my life to help me explore all of that.
David, I have a quick question for you. You know, I think I read somewhere that you talked about your mom and dad obviously had a heavy influence in the church and your involvement as far as your faith. Tell me about a little bit, when did you feel called to the ministry? Like, how old were you? What did that feel like? And kind of where did you go from there?
Yeah, when I was starting to think about college and think about what my experience in junior high and high school, I really felt like God was saying, hey, you need to be in ministry. You need to work with kids, because my goal was for kids never to go through the type of bullying and experience that I had as a kid. And so that was one of the first things that drew me into ministry. But God really laid on my heart while I was in college that preaching was a more important route. And he helped me overcome a lot of obstacles to get into preaching ministry, which eventually, as I got into that growth process I was talking about, allowed me to speak very well to youth, because I needed to go through that process to have something to say to them.
Mm. I know also God touched your heart through your dad's illness and walking through that with him and being a caretaker and involved. Is that why you have a real heart for special needs adults, and is that where God directed you?
Yeah, well, my dad's illness, I mean, Lou Gehrig's disease, I mean, it's a terrible illness. And if anybody out there's families dealing with that, I feel for you. I pray for you, because it's a terrible, terrible illness. And so that really taught me compassion, how to be with someone and to be present with someone. I mean, my dad lost his ability to talk 6 years before he passed. Mm. And so, I mean, the last conversation I had with my dad that was intelligible was 6 years before he passed. And so that was a really hard time, because how do you talk to someone who can't talk back? Mm. I mean, you know, he wants to know what's going on. He wants to be part of that. But that's a hard conversation. And sure. So it really taught me a sense of just presence. And that really was so important as I went into youth ministry, just to be able to sit with a kid and listen to what they're going through and not feel like I had to talk.
Yeah. Mm.
That's good. Or to feel like how, you know, how can I be present with a client? You know, as I go into coaching, I sit one-on-one with someone. Sometimes people just need to spill what they're going through. And I mean, I'm not a counselor, but sometimes they just need to get out what's going on. And I love to just sit with them and be able to be present with them and listen and to help them think through where they're moving and where they're going.
Now, you opened up the program with Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14, and because I had asked you, hey, what's one of your favorite verses or go-to verses or what verse has inspired you throughout the year? Why did you pick Philippians 3, 12 through 14?
Oh, this is one of my favorites for a number of reasons. Now, if you listen to me speak enough times, you'll hear I've got a lot of favorites, but this is probably the one I've picked for the longest because it's just a reminder that even Paul, I mean, here's this great apostle, is always working to keep moving forward. And I mean, we've all got stuff that happens in our lives. We've got stuff that we're not proud of, things that we're ashamed of, things that are failures. And this verse reminds me that, you know, our goal is still to just keep our eyes on Jesus and just keep moving forward. We can't change what we did yesterday. We can't change what we did last week. We can't change what happened to us 10 years ago, 20 years ago. But we can keep looking at Jesus and keep taking steps forward. That's one of the reasons I named my business Next Steps Coaching. So we're constantly taking those next steps. Mm-hmm. We're moving ourselves forward.
I love that, what you're talking about, forgetting what is behind and starting towards what is ahead in that scripture. That's so powerful, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just get to know you and kind of learn a little bit more about you. I love the humility, David, that you have, that we are always on this constant journey of learning and growing and evolving.
Well, it's really interesting, Rick. That word forgetting in the Greek actually comes from a sense of a learning process. It's not a like a complete forgetting, like I completely put it out of my mind. Mm-hmm. It's kind of that I've experienced it and I've forgotten it because it's no longer important, but I've learned from it. Mm-hmm. So it's a really interesting concept in the Greek, and it doesn't translate well into a lot of our translations, but it's this concept of learning from the past and moving forward. Right. And I mean, that's so important. I mean, you know, John Maxwell, who's certified through, he's got two books out, Failing Forward, and Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn. And I think that's such a critical piece of the puzzle is how are we, when we have these setbacks, when we have these obstacles, how are we learning and moving forward? And part of that's keeping our eyes on Jesus.
Hmm. That's good. I'm going to ask you another quick question. Your business, Next Steps Coaching. So who's your target audience? Who are you helping?
Absolutely. I love working with Christian businesses, Christian business owner, Christian business people. I mean, people who are out there working and are looking to improve themselves, their businesses, their teams. Now, I love helping faith-based businesses, especially because I love helping them circle the faith values around their business. Mm. You know, when you think about our kingdom values, I mean, these are things like love and joy, peace, patience, kindness. I mean, there's fruit of the spirit that we talk about. You know, think about a business that's centered on those. I mean, I read a book this last year, Zig Ziglar's God's Way is Still the Best Way, where he just highlights business after business after business who circled their businesses around values. And I mean, these are places like Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby. I mean, ones that we, of course, know very well, but other ones as well that just they centered their businesses on the Word of God and the success that they've had.
So for the person driving to work today, how would you encourage them to integrate their faith, whether it's into their business or maybe it's the stay-at-home mom or dad, or maybe it's the person that's retired? How can they integrate some of these principles into their conversations or into what they're going to do, their activities today?
Well, I always tell people it always starts with you. I mean, no matter who you are, it starts with you and your relationship with God, because churches and pastors can only do so much. Small group leaders and teachers can only do so much. It really starts with you. And so if you're listening today, what I would encourage you to do, spend some moments with God. I mean, if you got 10 minutes, spend 10 minutes. If you got 5 minutes, spend 5 minutes. If you got an hour, spend an hour. But just get together with God, because first of all, God speaks to each of us individually. And so, I mean, yes, there's some commonality and some things that he does for all of us, but he has gifted you uniquely for a purpose. And so whatever your purpose is, whether you are that stay-at-home mom or that business owner here in town, your purpose is given to you by God. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's one of the things I think we miss so much in church. I mean, yes, God called me to do some ministry and pastor in some formal ways, but he calls all of us and he gifts us all. And I think one of the biggest ministries anyone can have is their business. And I mean, what livelihood and ability he gave you, if you're using that to the glory of God, I mean, he gets so much honor and you touch people that some churches will never see in their entire existence.
In case you just tuned in and maybe you missed a portion of today's broadcast or you can't continue listening, you can stop by WLUJ.org, WLUJ.org, or greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and look for the Mark and Friends tab, and you can click on it and listen to the program in its entirety at any time. So use that as an option, or maybe you want to refer this program to somebody, just have them stop by our websites and go to the Mark and Friends tab. But I appreciate, David, where you're talking about taking baby steps. If you only have 10 minutes or 5 minutes or 3 minutes or can just focus on one verse today, that's good. That's a start. Don't worry about spending 2 hours in prayer and 2 hours in the Bible and then feeling like you're going to be equipped. Spend as much time as you can, take those steps forward, and then try to be consistent. So is there a consistency that we need to follow through on, whether it's in our business or in relationships?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, the consistency, well, most of us have a smartphone now, let's just be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of us are sitting there with one. And even if you don't, you probably have a calendar or a planner or something that you use, and maybe both. I mean, how easy is it to every day put a time slot in for God? I mean, whether that's a 15-minute slot, a 30-minute slot, an hour slot, I mean, and you, like you said, I mean, some people do love to spend 2, 3, 4 hours. And I mean, I envy some of those because I'm not there yet. Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, set that as part of your planner every night, every day, whatever, however you plan. Have an alert. I do that on my phone. I did it for years as I was developing my discipline. I set a 7 o'clock a.m. appointment with God. So I knew at 7 o'clock it was going to ring, and I was going to start my time of devotion and prayer time.
Mm-hmm. I want to get to this point. I'm a little biased as an entrepreneur myself, but for maybe someone that's listening that owns a business and they're always trying to figure out how do you balance treating your business as a ministry, I would love to hear your feedback on that.
Yeah. Well, I love what St. Francis of Assisi said. He said, "Preach the gospel at all times. Use words if necessary." I think that Christian people in the business world need to speak their business language first and foremost. Okay? I mean, I know, Rick, you do painting. That walking into the conversation, you're selling painting first. You got to. That's part of your livelihood. It's part of your employee's livelihood.
It's a way in the door, yeah.
Exactly. Now, at the same time, the way you do business, every other aspect of it can all be gospel-centric, can all be faith-centric. And so the way you come in with a sale, I mean, you just are honest with them. Integrity, character goes around that. People see that. They go, what's different about him from this other paint company? Well, he told us up front exactly everything. This other company, I mean, we worked with them, and it wasn't quite the same experience. And I mean, even productivity, okay, you know, you're sitting in your desk and you're working. Now, I pulled some statistics, and I mean, they're crazy statistics, right? They're crazy statistics. But did you know that the average employee is productive for only 2 hours and 53 minutes a day?
It's amazing. That when I read those, I just thought it was staggering. It's unbelievable.
I mean, that's 31% of the average 8-hour workday people are productive. That's across the board. Okay? 41% of workers say that stress leads them to be less productive. On average, 13% more productive when working from home, and overall worker productivity in the U.S. has increased by 5% since the start of the COVID pandemic. But get this, employees spend up to 32% of their time on Facebook, costing employers, get this, $28 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars each year. And I love this as well. It takes an average of 23 minutes and 15 seconds to refocus on a task after a distraction. Okay, so if you get distracted, it's going to take you over 23 minutes to get back focused on what you were working on. And then this statistic just kills it.
When I read that, I was baffled by it.
The average employee is distracted every 3 minutes. So that means in the average hour, if you're getting distracted 20 times, how many minutes are you working?
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, and I was thinking with the Facebook posts, which, you know, many times I'll glance at things or the phone will ting and you look at it. I have found myself watching the little video clip or whatever, and it's like, that's why I work so many long hours to make up for all the time. You know, I know there's been some businesses where they say, hand in your cell phone when you arrive and, you know, put it in the basket because they need the people to be very focused
that's
and
right.
productive.
Well, and think about a Christian person, though. Okay, these statistics are true across the board. This is secular, Christian, everybody in between, right?
Right.
Imagine the Christian business person who, or Christian worker who came into their workplace and intentionally turned their social media off, turned their personal email off, and tried to break this statistic. Mm. To just say, hey, you know what? The average person puts in less than 3 hours a day. I'm going to work at 5 to 6 hours at least productive time. I'm going to work to minimize my personal distractions. I mean, this can't account always for work, other workplace distractions, but I'm going to do my best. I mean, just that little thing. I mean, people are going to be like, what's different between this person and this person?
It's such a powerful witness.
Absolutely.
I remember having an employee. I hired many people through my many years with Jewel Food Stores, and this guy would run into the back room. He'd get things and always hard work, and I thought, that guy is awesome, and found out he was a Christian, and I thought, gosh, I would hire him in any capacity because he was so intentional. Hey, I'm here to work. And I was like, I love this guy, but he was a believer. But how many believers, well, I'm serving the Lord here at work. Yeah. No, you're being lazy. You're witnessing, but you know, give to Caesar what is Caesar. You're supposed to be there employed, working hard.
Yeah, no, it's good. As you're saying all these things, we had a meeting here recently. We were just talking about that. And we, for us, even in our business, we run it truly as a ministry. But oftentimes we can be in these homes and working with different clients and they get into these conversations. And then all of a sudden an hour goes by, right? And so we're not being responsible with the work that needs to be done. So you have to find this balance in trying to witness and be a believer and help encourage people. But we also got to keep it focused on the task that's at hand.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm thinking, David, we're going to have you back to talk more about integrating your faith into the business or how to increase your witness for Christ wherever you're at. But we didn't get to talk much about Liz and your love story. And so maybe we'll have you and her back in here. But we appreciate your ministry work and how you are using Next Step Coaching to further God's work. Is there a website or if somebody wants more information or wants to get in touch with you or learn more, where do they go or what do
they go? We're actually going to be hosting a webinar on this here on January 27th. And the website is therestofus.solutions. So that's therestofus.solutions. And you can find out more about the webinar, and they'll give us the opportunity to participate in that as well as to connect with us. And they can also call me at 217-502-9456. Again, that's 217-502-9456.
All right. Well, a lot to think about, a lot to put into practice. And I like what David began with. Just spend those moments with the Lord in the morning before you start your day. Allow him to order your steps, be in his word, meet up with other like-minded believers to press kingdom influence, power, and authority in whatever you're going to do today, especially in your business. If you want to find out more, stop by therestofus.solutions. That's therestofus.solutions. Or call David or his team at 217-502-9456. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Rick Mulkins, and David Sweithart with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.